This is Zombie Strike. Chapter 38, Mexico City, 27 June 2010, 23:12 hours local. Countdown, 1 year, 5 months, 3 days. Jessica Montgomery instinctively went limp as the Humvee she was riding in was violently flipped. Her body slammed painfully against the restraints. After the first couple of seconds, the violent motions completely disoriented her. Jess couldn't tell what was up, down, or even left or right. All she could do was feel the pain. She watched helplessly as the soldier that was sitting next to her bounced between the ceiling and the floor before being flung outside. Just as suddenly as it started, the Humvee came to rest. Her body just hurt all over. It reminded Jess of that one time that Matt had let the Steve go all out during a hand-to-hand combat. Jess managed to access her PDA and trigger the pain reliever. Oh, how she wanted to just lie there and wait for the medicine to take effect. Mateo's relentless instruction over the past several months kicked in. Gingerly, Jess found the releases and undid her restraints. More pain as she fell a short few feet. So the truck was upside down. Thank God she had kept her helmet on. It could have been much worse. She crawled a couple of feet to the door of the Humvee. It was partially open from the force of the soldier being flung through it. Jess peered through the shattered glass. In the odd green palette of night vision, Jess could see the lower half of someone in a minion's ninja suit. The minion's casual stride was all female. Slightly behind the minion were half a dozen zombies standing like the king statues. Jess felt a thump from above her head and heard the screeching howl of a golem. This was worse than any of the tactical problems she'd faced. Only this time, if she was wrong, she wasn't going to just get that annoying look from the adults. She would end up a zombie. Jess slowly drew her kimber. It wasn't time for an elaborate plan, or even a simple one. She aligned the three glowing dots at the minion's legs. If Jess had to go down, she would at least take that one with her. The medications finally kicked in and she felt the edge of her hurt go numb. Jess felt a predatory smile across her face. This must be what Colin felt when he stalked someone. The anticipation of waiting to spring the trap. And Jess forgot what she was going to think next as the cab of the Humvee exploded with sound. The soldier riding shotgun emptied his M4. Jess's head throbbed as she nearly dropped her pistol. Her hearing protection must have been damaged at some point. Jess shook her head to clear the fuzziness and sudden deafness. She needed to get into the fight. A brilliant green beam blew out her night vision. In fact, it wrecked most of her electronics. Frustrated, she tore off her helmet. A sudden breeze alerted Jess to the fact that the front half of the Humvee had been sheared off and thrown at least 20 yards away. Jess knew she should have been scared. Hell, she should have been paralyzed with terror. Instead, she was angry. A cold rage surged through Jess. Her eyes hadn't adjusted to the darkness, but the minion's casual walk and darker-than-night clothing drew Jess's eye. Jess brought the pistol up again. Her finger brushed the trigger in a gentle squeeze. Jess heard the muted scream of pain and surprise. The minion dropped to the ground, writhing in agony. Instantly, the zombies turned toward the wreckage of the Humvee. Each let out the unmistakable sound of a hunting moan. Jess had to work quickly. Every zombie within earshot of those moans would now be homing in like a missile. Jess half crawled, half rolled over the sharp edges of torn metal. The scrapes and cuts burned as the sand and dust from the road rubbed into them. Jess did her best to ignore it as she came up into a kneeling stance. No longer needing the element of surprise, Jess flicked on the flashlight mounted on her kimber. She had a good 10 yards. Just took a deep breath, sighted the closest zombie, and squeezed. The bullet cleanly lanced through the bridge of the zombie's nose before shredding the brain. The zombie collapsed like a marionette as its strings are cut. Jess was already transitioning to the next zombie. This one went down with a shot straight through an empty eye socket. The third received an unintentional double tap. Numbers 4 and 5 went down with single shots each. Jess laid her sights on the last zombie. She barely caught the glint out of her eye. Instinctively, Jess ducked and brought up her arm. The obsidian hatchet splintered Jess's bracer. The force of the blow drove her to the ground. Her pistol skidded across the asphalt. Jess turned her head to see the golem above her, holding its axe above its head. The blade came down unbelievably fast. Oh God, this was how Jack Winchester died. Jess closed her eyes. There was no pain, not even the dull thud. After a few seconds, Jess opened her eyes. The obsidian axe was hovering 6 inches above her head. The golem was frozen like a statue. Its eyes were fixed on something behind Jess. "We meet again, little sister," a deep voice said in her mind. The voice felt warm and safe. The golem scampered back as the giant dog stepped protectively over Jess's prone form. The golem hissed and waved his axe as if to threaten the animal. The dog barked once. The golem scrambled back. It turned to run, but barely got a few yards before 2 more giant dogs pounced on it. It was fascinating and horrifying to watch the 2 dogs savagely dismember the golem. As each part of the golem was ripped free, it withered to dust in seconds. "You have to be more careful, little sister," the voice said again as the dog sat down next to Jess. The giant animal panted patiently as Jess's mind processed all that had just transpired. She watched transfixed as 4 more of the giant dogs emerged from the darkness. Their matty brown coats were strangely easy to see in the darkness. It was almost as if they glowed. 2 of the animals hunched over the wounded minion and snarled menacingly. The other 2 gently pulled Slim from the wreckage of the Humvee and gently laid him on the ground. "Who are you?" Jess managed finally to say as she turned back to the dog that saved her. "We are Coyote's pack, or at least part of it," the voice answered. "Now listen very closely, little sister. The one knows where the fowl are going." The dog nodded toward the moaning and sobbing minion. "You must find the key, little sister. You must have it in your hands before the dawn breaks. If you don't, then there will be much more death before this journey ends." "What is the key?" Jess demanded. "Why do you have to be so cryptic?" The dog looked sadly down at her. "We wish we could tell you," the voice answered. "Coyote only tells us these things so that we can tell you. Your pack comes, don't forget." The giant dog bent down and licked Jess across the face. Jess recoiled at the warm slickness. Then the animals were all gone. Jess stood up at the sound of the roaring engines and screeching tires. She froze in mid-step. She was moving. Her pain wasn't gone. But it wasn't any worse than after a hard sparring match. Her hand reached up and touched where the giant dog licked her. What had he done to her? The area went bright as daylight as several Humvees surrounded the battle scene. Jess blinked at the sudden light. Strong arms enveloped her and lifted her off the ground. She recognized the ferocious hug as Quentin. As he sat her down, Mateo greedily snatched her up into another hug. "Thought we lost you there," Mateo whispered in her ear. She could feel his tears on his cheek. Jess knew she should be mad at her foster father for scaring off the one guy she had fallen in love with. At that moment, she let go of her anger and just reveled in the warm hug. When Mateo let go of her, Jess saw the army and zombie strike had quickly secured the area. The Steve and an army medic were tending to Slim. Colin and Sport were holding their weapons on the minion who was having her leg tended to by another army medic. Apparently, everyone had figured out who the bad guy was. After your Humvee was hit, zombies just came out of the woodwork, Mateo said as Jess watched all of the activity. We tried to get back to you soon and as fast as we could. Jess's eyes locked on to Billy. His armor was dented and smeared with fluids that Jess didn't even want to think about. Mateo was talking about the battle, but Jess didn't hear him. She had nearly been killed more times than she could count in the space of little over an hour. Giant dogs had saved her twice and then talked to her. She had no idea how or if she was going to survive tonight, but she knew what she needed to do. She stormed away from Mateo. She loved her foster father, but this was it. Soldiers and teammates got out of her way as she crossed the battlefield. Billy turned just as she approached. He started to reach out to her, but stopped as his eyes met Mateo's. Jess grabbed Billy's head and forced him to meet her eyes. "Billy, do you love me?" Jess asked quietly but forcefully. "Yes," he answered, like he was relieved to finally acknowledge what he felt. "But Jess, we can't." Jess cut off his protest and yanked down his head and kissed him.